Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Farm Credit Mid-America, the ag lending co-op operating in Ohio, Indiana, Tennessee, and Kentucky, part of the National Farm Credit System, released its 2013 financial results a few days ago. They indicated growth in loan volume, assets, and earnings. Improvements in all three categories, says Farm Credit CEO Bill Johnson, signaled a sign of the times in agriculture.
They did. 2013 was a very strong year, as it was for our customers. And as we looked at that, we continued to grow. And obviously with growth, earnings come along with that.
Farm Credit Mid-America grew loan volume by $1 billion, saw assets rise by nearly $1 billion, up over just 5%. Their earnings grew to $308 million, up nearly 7% from 2012. With strong farm cash receipts of late, some self-financing on the farm might have been expected.
We did see some of that, especially on the operating loans, still coming off of a very big crop insurance year in 2012. A lot of cash payments from that came in early 2013.
That led to some very clear economic trends in agribusiness activity last year.
Towards the end of the year, we saw farmers investing into real estate, also, again, looking at equipment. But those things were positive. I think as we look at the agricultural economy going forward, a little bit more conservatism, but still we're anticipating still positive results for 2014.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Behind every Kentucky Proud product you buy, cook, or use, behind every farmer's market.
We're the Paul family from Paris.
We're the O'Briens.
We're the Turners from McLean County.
Whatever you're shopping for, whether it's beef, poultry, pork, dairy, vegetables, fruit, or anything else, there's a Kentucky farm family working for you.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Anyone in agriculture will tell you in a heartbeat that it is a cyclical business with plenty of ups and downs and bumps in between. I suggested to Farm Credit Mid-America CEO Bill Johnson that still, given economic strength on the farm scene of the past few years, the view ahead is cautiously optimistic.
Mike, I think cautiously optimistic would be a nice way to phrase that. We're still very upbeat about the long-term profitability in agriculture, and as we've traditionally seen over the years, you're going to have positive and negative cycles in agriculture like you do in business. We've come off of a very strong 5 to 6 year period of earnings, and I think we'll see more normalizing prices at some point in time. Interest rates will go up, but year in and year out, we're still very positive about agriculture.
A little perspective there from Farm Credit Mid-America's Chief Executive Officer, Bill Johnson. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.